Welcome to VG Buzz, your daily source for gaming news. Brought to you by Element FM. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 a month at Element FM and amplify your voice. Now let's get to the news. The gaming industry is undergoing a remarkable transformation thanks to technology, evolving communities, and bold storytelling choices. One standout development is the partnership between TechTarget and Informatech, who now collectively serve over 50 million industry professionals with better information access. Their collaboration enhances the depth and breadth of market research while increasing networking opportunities for industry members. This dynamic is on full display at events like the GDC Festival of Gaming, where global stakeholders converge to innovate and connect. At the same time, sector-defining accolades like the Game Awards continue to uplift creative achievements and push boundaries. These advances come at a compelling moment for the market, highlighted by the major reversal in fortunes for two of the year's biggest franchises. Battlefield 6 has soared with critically strong sales and community enthusiasm, illustrating the power of listening to player feedback. Conversely, Call of Duty Black Ops 7 has seen its launch week performance drop by a staggering 63% compared to its predecessor, despite ongoing updates and communication from Activision. In response to this underperformance, Activision has implemented aggressive discounting while iterating rapidly on post-launch support. This signals a shift in industry thinking, where direct and consistent engagement with the player base has never been more crucial. On the hardware side, Samsung has made waves with the introduction of the 9100 Pro SSD line featuring PCIe 5.0 technology. These SSDs promise dramatic improvements in loading times and response rates, advancing not just performance, but also opening new creative doors for developers. As anticipation builds for Steam Next Fest, all eyes are on upcoming titles like Norse, Oath of Blood, a game capturing imaginations even ahead of its full release. Developers are also experimenting with innovative storytelling, as seen in Raji, Kali Yuga's dual protagonist structure that deepens player agency and immersion. Recognition from industry awards like the Golden Joystick Awards further highlights standout games pushing the envelope. Recent honorees such as Clair Obscur, Expedition 33, and Arcane Season 2 exemplify this drive, marking progress in both technical execution and narrative resonance. Feedback-driven updates keep titles fresh, a philosophy embraced by the likes of Disney Dreamlight Valley and Genshin Impact, who continue to evolve to meet player desires. Also making headlines is Monster Hunter Stories 3, Twisted Reflection, adding unprecedented depth via character side story quests. Players can now engage in deeper explorations, especially around Princess Eleanor of Vermeil, enhancing narrative investment and replayability. Mark your calendars for March 13, 2026, when the game officially launches on all major consoles and PC. Early purchasers can look forward to exclusive in-game content as pre-order bonuses. The intersection of gaming and financial technology is giving rise to new player experiences and revenue models. Digital wallets are not just improving transaction security, but also enabling creative monetization, from microtransactions to limited edition content drops. As holiday promotions heat up, nostalgia is finding a powerful place in the market, evidenced by the buzz around Wicked for Good, a modern adaptation reviving beloved classics for today's gamers. Retailers such as the Humble Store and Epic Games Store are fanning the flames of competition by offering enticing bundles and launch week discounts. Events like these not only move units, but also strengthen connections between developers and their communities, rewarding player loyalty and engagement. Community interaction is thriving within games that blend nostalgia with innovation. With titles like Mekirashi and Pokemon Legends, ZA drawing in diverse audiences. However, not all developments have been embraced, as seen in ongoing frustrations with Rockstar's GTA Online, revolving around additions like A Safe House in the Hills. Many argue these features only increase the focus on monetization rather than addressing essential gameplay improvements desired by fans. In positive news for preservation, Microsoft has partnered with Team Xbox and Activision to make the renowned Zork series open source, giving aspiring developers and historians a rare view into interactive fiction's origins. Market momentum is further boosted by event-driven promotions like Amazon's Black Friday, where blockbuster titles and hardware see record low pricing. Another hotly anticipated release, PUBG Black Budget, enters its closed alpha phase this week, capitalizing on the hunger for extraction shooters. Meanwhile, the kaiju fighting title Gigabash continues to delight fans by celebrating its anniversary with the in-game addition of legendary monsters Gamera and Gwairon. Nostalgia remains a potent force, with fresh remasters like Onimusha 2, Samurai's Destiny, now in digital stores. Originally released in 2002, Onimusha 2 is slated to see an all-new physical launch in 2026, giving longtime fans reason to revisit its epic adventure. Upcoming titles such as Kill It With Fire 2 and Hytale are signaling a renewed commitment to community input during their respective development cycles. With more developers shaping their games around open alpha participation and feedback, player involvement has never been more pronounced. Community-driven projects like the construction of an original ship by Vilxer in No Man's Sky exemplify just how much the creative spirit is thriving in today's gaming landscape. Expanding on this, Inazuma 11, Victory Road draws attention for its rich cast, including newly revealed voice actors that add depth and flair to the series' beloved characters. Lightyear Frontier's latest update is also turning heads, rolling out enhancements that improve both gameplay variety and the overall sense of exploration. Outside the realm of blockbusters, titles like Constance make waves in the indie scene by weaving emotional storytelling into the Metroidvania genre, inviting players to reflect as they play. Star Wars: The Old Republic recently launched a significant content update, deepening both its lore and player engagement, a testament to the enduring appeal of its universe. Hardware innovation marches on as well, with enthusiast buzz surrounding Analog's Nintendo 64 clone hardware, promising faithful retro gaming experiences in contemporary form. Meanwhile, Xbox Game Pass continues to tweak its subscription model and improve service offerings amid ongoing debates about value and sustainability. Ubisoft is pivoting with new strategic restructuring and greater focus on innovation within its portfolio, signaling adaptation as a core strategy in today's marketplace. The entertainment landscape also evolves in parallel, as DC drops hints about potential casting changes for future cinematic projects. Circling back to the heart of the industry, it's clear that innovation, collaboration, and the unrelenting pursuit of great stories are driving gaming into its next golden age. With waves of new projects, remasters, and unexpected partnerships on the way, players have more to look forward to than ever before. No matter your genre or platform of choice, this energy and evolution underscore just how central gaming is to today's culture and tomorrow's imagination. Checkpoint cleared. Thanks, and catch us tomorrow in your favorite podcast app.